In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today is the Sunday of Saints Peter and Febronia, and it's a feast that the Russian Church has established to remind us of the importance of marriage, of family love, and fidelity. You probably all know the story of St. Peter and Febronia, and if you don't, I can send you a link to where you can get some more information about them. But these are a husband and a wife that would not be separated in life and would not be separated even in death. So this is an example that the church sets before us. But when we talk about the importance of family, one question we might want to ask is, why is it that we have families in the first place? Well, obviously we have families because that's how we make babies and we have the next generation. But why in God's providence are families as important as they are? When we talk about the basics of the spiritual life in terms of spiritual reading, obviously daily scripture reading is very important. But in addition to that, we should be reading spiritually edifying books, and in particular, those books whose authors' names begin with the letters ST, period. Those are the books that you want to be looking for. And one of the best books that fall into that category is a book called The Arena by St. Ignaty Brunchaninov. And it's actually a book that was written to provide guidance for young monastics. And the reason why it's entitled The Arena is the arena alludes to the Greco-Roman arenas, which were built to be a venue for athletic competitions, but also for blood sports like gladiatorial matches. But during the early church, they were also often a place where Christians were put to various tortures and received the crown of martyrdom. So it was a place of testing. It was a place where people were able to prove their faith in Christ and to show themselves to be a Christian. As a matter of fact, St. Ignaty Brunchaninov's patron saint, St. Ignatius of Antioch, in his epistles, as he was on his way to martyrdom, he said that he hoped that he would be found to be a Christian because he knew he was going to be put to death, and he was found to be a Christian. But basically, the title is applied to monasticism because monasticism is also an arena in which people work out their salvation. It's a type of ascetic martyrdom. So you might ask, well, why do we recommend a book like that to laymen? Because laymen are not monastics. The life is very different. But the thing is that the spiritual life, the Christian life between monastics and laity is not different. There's only one gospel. There's only one way of the cross. There's different applications in a monastery and monastic life than there is in marriage, but the principles are the same. And obviously the particular challenges you would face in a monastery as a monk compared to the challenges that a husband and a wife or children encounter in their family life are obviously different, but the basic idea of Christian struggle is exactly the same. As a matter of fact, we talk about in Russian, we use the word podvig, and if you're not familiar with that phrase, it means a spiritual struggle. And we all, as Christians, have a podvig in our life that we are called to undertake. Now, whether we do it or not is up to us, but we're called to do it. And we all, even monastics, begin our lives in the context of families. And if we grow up in a Christian family, that's where we first begin to learn about the gospel. That's where we first begin to learn obedience and how to love our neighbors, which the first neighbors that we have are our parents and our siblings. And so this is the beginning of the gospel for everybody. But for those that choose to live a married life and to raise children of their own, that's the context that they're going to remain in. That's the arena in which they need to show themselves to be Christians. Metropolitan Loris, of blessed memory, when he was, I believe, an archbishop at the time, gave a talk, and he entitled it The Ascetic Podvig of Living in the World. And if you've not read it, you can read it online. It's easy to find. But it's an excellent talk that he gave that was transcribed, and it's all about what it means to be an ascetic layman. And obviously, he was a monk, But like all monks, he has some idea of what it means to be a layman too, because that's how he started off. He saw family life growing up, and all the monastic saints have the same appreciation for family. Saint Theophan the Recluse, I would say, is one who particularly in his writings talks quite a bit about family life for someone who was himself a monastic. But Metropolitan Loris provides a quote from him that I think is very instructive. Saint Theophan says, "The true Christian tests himself every day, daily testing to see whether we have become better or worse. It is so essential for us that without it we cannot be called Christians. Constantly and persistently we must take ourselves in hand. Do this from the morning, establish thoughts about the Lord firmly in your mind, and then during the whole day resist any deviation from these thoughts. Whatever you are doing, with whomsoever you are speaking, whether you are going somewhere or sitting, let your mind be with the Lord, and you will forget yourself and stray from this path, but again turn to the Lord and rebuke yourself with sorrow. This is the podvig of spiritual attentiveness." And then he goes on to talk about how we need to regularly, I would say daily, but especially when we're preparing for confession, we need to examine our lives and hold them up to the mirror of Scripture. And this is true for monastics, it's true for people living in the world. This is the same for both of us. We all have a public persona that we try to maintain when we're around people outside of our families, and we do it more or less successfully. I think most of us are pretty good after we become adults at maintaining the persona that we want to project. And when we're outside of our home, when we're at work or at school or any other capacity where we interact with other people, this is also the context in which we need to live out the Christian life and show ourselves to be Christians. But the context in which we are clearly and most obviously ourselves is when we are at home, when we're at home with those that are near and dear to us. This is where we let our hair down, and this is where we show who we are at that particular time. And this is where we need to be particularly attentive in terms of what St. Theophan is talking about, where we ask ourselves, am I getting better or am I getting worse? Because when we're around those that we love and when we're relaxed and we're not trying to keep the public persona that we have for people that we don't know, unfortunately, we often take out all the frustrations and anger that would not be better. You shouldn't direct it at anybody, but if you were going to direct it at anyone, it would more likely be the people that you encounter outside of your family that irritated you in the first place. But it's a strong temptation for us to want to take out these things on people in our family. And it's a fact that when you're around people on a regular basis, there's going to be friction. There's going to be conflict, and that's true in a monastery. If you think that monks and nuns live an angelic life from the very beginning and that they don't have any struggles, that's because you haven't spent much time around monks and nuns, because they have interpersonal problems, they have conflict, they have friction, and they also have to learn to be humble and to forgive in that context. But because we are born, at least, with a fallen nature as Christians, God gives us the grace and the ability to restore that fallen image and to become like Christ, but it doesn't come easy. It's not just like we get baptized and out we become saints. We have the potential to become saints, but we have to realize that we need to change, that we need to grow. And the way we interact with our families reveals where our shortcomings more so probably than anything else. And you can think of your family members as if they were holding up a mirror and you could look in that mirror and see yourself. That doesn't mean that everybody else in your family is a saint and you're the only sinner. It's precisely because everybody in your family is not a saint that you have this kind of interaction, because the things that they do that irritate you, and it may be that you have good reason to be irritated on some level, these are the things that reveal where you are spiritually, and your ability and the way that you react to the temptations that those in your family present to you show you what areas you need to work on. Scripture also is a mirror. St. James tells us that the Scripture, that the Word of God is a mirror, and so these two things together show us what we need to work on, and we need to be especially attentive like I said, when we're preparing for confession, to looking into these mirrors and seeing where we are. At each step in our life, we should allow God to refine us. And all the trials and tribulations that we go through in this life are the means by which he refines us like a refiner's fire. We've talked about this image before, but when you have gold in its natural state mixed in with other elements, you have to heat it up to the right temperature and allow those other elements to come up to the top so that they can be scraped away until all you have left is the pure gold. Well, it's these kinds of trials and temptations that bring things up to the top that are the impurities that are within us. And when we see those things coming up, we need to not try to ignore them or excuse them. That's when we need to allow God, the refiner, to scrape those things away and to change us. In a family, we find occasions for great joy and great sorrow. We have great satisfaction, but we also have great irritations, disturbances, and temptations. And all of this can be for our salvation if we'll simply use them for that purpose. This is the environment where we learn how to love our neighbor. This is the environment where we learn how to be humble, to forgive, to be patient. We get plenty of opportunities to learn those things. We just have to take them and see them what they are. These things are given to us from God. In every relationship that we have, we need to live like Christians. We need to treat people like Christians. We have to love our neighbor as ourselves, and the most important neighbors we have are the members of our family. And when we see that we have failed to do so, we don't need to despair that we have these shortcomings, because God is showing it to us not to cause us to despair, but to cause us to repent and to be purified. So we need to rejoice in the knowledge that we can repent and we can be forgiven and we can be made holy. We can't be saved alone. You can go to hell all by yourself. You don't need any help from anybody. But if you want to be saved, you need other people. And so that's why we need the church. That's why we need our local parish. But the most basic community in the church is the family. And that's the arena that God has called us to, and we have to allow him to test us, to purify us, so that he can make us into the men and the women that he has called us to be. Amen.